Hi everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this. As you may have guessed, my name's Craig McGill, and through audio, through video, through text and through visuals over the next 12 weeks, we're going to be talking about cross-platform journalism, and we're going to be looking at what makes good cross-platform journalism, things to avoid doing, and hopefully by the end of it, have all of you completely comfortable and able to post stories in any format that's suitable for getting the story out there to a wider audience. Because that's the main thing, remember, it's about making sure the story gets to the best audience possible. Now, in that note, you may be wondering, well, why the platforms that are mentioned in the text document? Well, for a start, the key emphasis to all of this is blogging and the web, because at the end of the day, you need somewhere to put the material. You can't, it's very nice to think, well, I'll just put it on Facebook or I'll just put it on Twitter, but these are transient channels. You want somewhere where it can become a permanent place of record, and that's why we have blogs, that's why we have websites, that's why we have these things that can be found through Google and SEO, which I'm sure you know stands for Search Engine Optimization. That will be, for lack of a better term, your place of record, where the material stays for everyone to find forever. The other channels will be used to promote that. You'll be using Facebook to engage and to promote to the relevant places. Similarly with Twitter, you'll see what people are saying. You'll see if there's audiences that you can perhaps push the story to. You'll be seeing how to tell a story that grabs the attention of someone via Facebook and Twitter. LinkedIn will be the same, and we'll also be looking at the use of groups to further an audience for you and your stories. And then we'll also consider the likes of using audio through the likes of Audioboo, a little bit of podcasting. Again, we'll probably just use Audioboo for that. And we'll also be talking about the power of video and the power of visuals. YouTube. You know, YouTube is now the world's second biggest search engine after Google, even though it's owned by Google. And we also have the rise of infographics over the last year. And again, we'll provide plenty of supplementary material to keep you going so that you can get a grasp of all of this. Because the thing is, don't be scared of it. These are exciting times, but for many, they're also quite scary times. But don't be. Don't be scared in the slightest about this. If you're able to write, if you're able to provide material just now that people find interesting, you've got the hardest skill of all. I've been to many events with really, really talented, really high-level SEO types, online coding gurus, and every time they turn and go, well, we know we've got interesting stuff, but how do we get people to read it, or how do we make it more interesting for people? And that's the skill and talent you already have. So you've got the core skill. You're just learning little bits around the sides to promote that further out there, to give that story the home it deserves, to let as many people see it as should be seeing it, to let them pass it on to their friends and their colleagues. And that's what we'll be doing over the next few weeks. My contact details are on the Moodle page. Please don't hesitate at any time to get in touch, and I'll speak to you soon. Cheers now.